I'm in trouble now.
Oh, boy.
So you checked out, you see we got a movie, a song I wrote on the soundtrack.
Oh, you want us to play it? And we'll come back?
If you want to.
I'm dying to play it, yeah.
From that movie Fear of the Dark, man.
Yeah.
With Rosemary Gore. And done by Glenn Baker. Lion Dog Productions. I got to plug that. You know, also he's doing another movie that I'm going to be playing a part in with speaking parts.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm writing the music for it right now. It's called The Tenement.
Huh.
Tenement. I said that right, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong. T-E-N-E-M-E-N-T?
I believe so.
Tenement. Also a horror movie.
I'm a terrible speller, Sal.
Yeah.
So your guess is as good as mine, buddy.
Did I spell that wrong?
I... Let me open up my Windows Word spell checker.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when you have a computer.
I was going to be in that one, too, from what I hear. And I think...
Sal, there's plenty of advantages when you have a computer and not web TV.
Yeah. I told Glenn, he's a friend of mine, I said, you got to have Anthony Palladino in that movie with me. And I think he may be using also... he's going to use Don, one of the CEOs from Oz also. So you want to play that tune? No, you don't have to.
No, I want to play it.
You sure?
You definitely got
okay.
People. You definitely got to hear it.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be
good. What the heck?
We'll be right back with more of Sal Searching. Now, here's a song from the movie Fear the Dark. What You Do in the Dark? Okay, we're back with Sal Searchia.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Doing the talk. I like that song, man. I wish I wrote it. I did write it, actually. I was all like, betting.
It does sound like something you hear in the ending credits of a horror movie. It's very fitting.
That's what it is, you know, in the movie. In the movie, Fear of the Dark, as soon as the movie ends, the credits come up. It's a drum.
Yeah, that's exactly how I pictured it, with the credits rolling on a black screen with white font. Yep.
Now, if Glenn Baisley's listening to this right now, he's the one, he's the man, the writer of the movie, the man who made the movie, he's probably wigging that you said that, because that was his idea to put it right there, you know? And he liked the song, so he wanted the whole song to be heard, so that's, it order to, like, make a whole song be heard on a show, the best thing to do is put it on the credits. So they could,
you know, yeah, definitely.
Out, you know? So right now I wrote some cool, real haunty, scary music for this tenement that he's doing. It's in pre-production, I think. I don't know when he's going to start shooting, I'm sure. Let me know. And supposedly, he wants to write me in so far. I don't know, as a... owning, you know, like a titty bar club owner, real low-life titty bar club owner who smacks the girls.
You get the best roles, a low-life titty bar club owner.
Yeah. That's not definite, though, so, you know, those of you who are listening, it might not be a real thing. It might be completely different. That's all talk right now. It could change, you know?
It could change at
the
last
man,
moment.
You know, the mayor of rock and roll would be there, giving it 110%.